Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about a truly monstrous init method. Buckle up, folks, because this is a wild ride.
Ooh, I love a good programming horror story. So what makes this init so Frankensteinian?
Well, imagine a test that's supposed to fail, but sometimes fails in a completely unexpected way. That's the starting point here. It's all about a class called FooBarWidget, which inherits from FooWidget.
Okay, standard inheritance stuff. Where does it get weird?
The weirdness is concentrated in FooBarWidget's init. It actually kicks off the parent's init in a new thread.
Wait, what? Why on earth would someone do that?
I see. That's a great question. Right, so there's this whole thing with zmq.socket not being thread safe. Apparently, you can't move them between threads.
Got it. Zero MQ shenanigans. But still, spinning off the parent's initialization, that feels extreme.
Exactly. So, the author explains they wanted the run method to execute in a separate thread to avoid blocking. But because of this zmq.socket limitation, they couldn't just do that after calling foo-widget.init.
Because the socket gets created in the main thread. I'm following so far, but I still can't believe this is the solution they came up with.
Right? It's like trying to kill a fly with a bazooka. The problem is that if you close a FooBarWidget instance too quickly, you might do it before the FooWidget.init even finishes in that separate thread.
Leading to those intermittent, inexplicable test failures. That's insane. It's like a ticking time bomb in your code.
Precisely. And the author eloquently compares it to Frankenstein's monster, a creation born of good intentions, but ultimately horrifying. It's a cautionary tale about cleverness gone wrong.
Definitely a reminder that sometimes the simplest solution, even if it's not the most elegant, is the best for long-term sanity.
Absolutely. And on that note, it's time for us to wrap up. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the heart of a truly Frankensteinian init. Until next time, folks.
Goodbye.